Murray Olds, good morning.
Morning, Michael. Good morning to you.
Is there any evidence that Tony Abbott's been headbutted? Does he have a bump? Has he got video footage? What's going on here?
I've seen no video footage, and I'm not sure there is any. And he says he's got a very, very, very slight swelling on one of his lips.
Oh.
Now, apart from that, there's not a lot of evidence. He was with a staffer on the street in Hobart. Tony Abbott, of course, a very strident and vocal critic of the same-sex marriage push over here. He was down in Hobart to speak to various people and various organisations down there, and he was with a staffer just walking back to his hotel when this guy, apparently large, tattooed fellow with a big yes button on his chest, said, "Hey, Tony." Mr Abbott's turned around. He says, "I want to shake hands with you." And as Tony Abbott's gone across to him, this guy's apparently headbutted him. It must have been the smallest, slightest headbutt in Christendom. I mean, Tony Abbott's not a small man. I'm not sure if you've ever met him. He's a big bloke.
Yeah.
And he boxed. He was the boxing blue for Oxford. I mean, if you're going to hit him, you're going to have to hit him real hard or hit him and then run away really quickly because he's a big bloke. Now, I'm not sure what this is all about. It may have been a legitimate attack and the guy just missed. I'm not sure. Police are now looking for this fellow. But it just underlines the really divisive and ugly and, I mean, frankly, it's a really horrible debate over here now. Yeah. The whole campaign's gone straight down the toilet. It's revolting.
You're not really handling it with any great level of sophistication, are you?
100% right. 100% right. And this is the big fear that was voiced by both sides before we went down this ridiculous path.
Yeah.
The only reason we're here is because of Tony Abbott.
This is true. And meantime, you've got this Adelaide school, and so they're saying, why don't the boys and the girls wear a dress to school for a day to raise some money? And that sent the same-sex people off.
Oh, mate, it sent the antis off big time because this was about nothing more. This was a primary school, and the students had been doing lessons about, I think it was related to, in some way, the Chibok girls in Africa kidnapped by Boko Haram. That led to a broader discussion about, you know, the plight of young people in Africa. And the whole school, I mean, teachers, the headmaster, headmistress, all the boys and girls, let's wear a dress today. We'll each pay a dollar. And we'll raise $900, they thought. As soon as Corey Bernardi got hold of this, he's a massive anti-same-sex marriage campaigner, so right when he left the Liberals to form the Australian Conservatives, he's gone nuts. Well, guess what? The $900 has become $50,000 and climbing. it's quite bizarre.
You're following our race over there or not?
Very much indeed. You know, this Arden mania has just sort of come boom. It looks from here, Mike, that they're going to fall a bit short, but certainly she has rattled the cage in a way the last bloke never would have. I can't even think of his name. It's a very interesting debate from this distance.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a fascinating night tomorrow night. Appreciate your time. One of the things, I've spent a bit of time on Australian radio over the last couple of weeks with Steve Price, and the general observation there, and it's not an unfair one, is because they don't follow necessarily the intricacies and the machinations of any given race, what they're saying is, well, what's going on there, given we look at your country, it's a wildly successful country. It's a lot more successful now than Australia is. And you've got a government running a very, very successful country. What's your problem? And in a very superficial, overarching kind of way, it's not a bad question, is it? So there's a lot of...
Well, that's rich coming from revolving door prime minister land.
But that's what they're saying. They're saying that in Australia they're stuffed and they're looking at a country like ours. They're envious of us. And if you're doing so well, why would you want to toss out a government that's doing so well? So that's their general take on matters, of course, but there's minutiae to go with that.